Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our studies. As we feed on your word, we pray that you guide us and lead us and teach us what you want to reveal to us. In Jesus' name. Good morning, saints. Our reading this morning, 1 Timothy 4, verse 15 to 16 in the Message. Cultivate these things. Immerse yourself in them. The people will all see you mature right before their eyes. Keep a firm grasp on both your character and your teaching. Don't be diverted. Just keep at it. Both you and those who hear you will experience salvation. And in the NKJV, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So what are these things that we need to meditate on? In verse 6 it mentions instructing the brethren in these things, and being a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith, and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. Verse 7 mentions rejecting nonsense and exercising yourself towards godliness. Verse 8 mentions bodily exercise, which profits a little, but godliness being profitable for all things, both now and eternal. Verse 19 and 11, it's a faithful saying worthy of acceptance, and this is what we labor and suffer reproach for, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially for those who believe, and then these things command and teach. Verses 12, 13 and 14, it encourages us to be an example to believers in conduct, love, spirit, in faith, and in purity, and giving attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, and not to neglect the gift that is within us, whether it's given by prophecy, the laying of hands, or however God has revealed our gifting to us. These are the things we need to meditate on, and that will cause spiritual growth in our lives. Take heed to yourself into the doctrine, or keep a firm grasp on both your character and your teaching. Doctrine simply means a belief or set of beliefs held and taught by a church or other group. So what is our belief in John 1:12? But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege and right to become children of God, that is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in and rely on his name. Take heed to yourself translates to personality or character, depending on the translation, and having looked it up online, the definition of personality and character for our purposes is basically the same thing. It's the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. And we are told in Romans 12:2 to renew our minds, to align our mental and moral qualities with God's word. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, we are warned about allowing evil people into our inner circle of friendship. It does not preclude reaching out to the lost and hurting sinners of this world. Jesus himself did that. But it does warn against trying to get close to people in the inner circle of friendship so that you can pull them up into your level of spiritual growth. Remember, it is easier to pull someone down off a table than to pull someone up onto that same table. Therefore, reaching out to the sinners is different to hanging out with them and doing things that they do to gain acceptance, and that's where the danger comes. Jude 1 verse 3, Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. And Jude 1 verse 17 to 18, But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. So we need to take heed and stay with the truth. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Remember also 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So when temptations come, when we are tempted to think wrong things or allow anger to develop into bitterness and hatred, that's when sin can creep in. And that's when we need to take our thoughts captive and lay them at the cross of Jesus. Ask him to take care of whatever thoughts are coming our way that are not according to his beautiful, perfect plan and purpose. And then just focus on good things, like Philippians 4, verse 4 to 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So arise and shine. Reflect God's light, love, beauty, peace, joy. As the moon reflects the light of the sun, so let us reflect the light of God's kingdom.